7 richest countries in the world. Now them have a little meeting, and them a plan to keep and oppress the poor. So them have a little meeting, but when them think, then thing goes another way. Oh, when them think, then thing goes another way. Oh, did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find poor countries there, because of capitalist greed. Revolution seems to be the only play. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and reasons. Cause when them meet, then things go the people way. One day them dead, then them not dead. But when them meet, then things go the people way. One day them dead, then them not dead. These countries want to stay on top, so they'll find any way for them third world people life. But a small price to be paid. They think they're great, feeling no one can touch them. Them have the next thing coming, but when them think, then things go the people way. One day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead. When them think, then things go another way.
Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is for the recording date of Sunday, July the 14th, 2013. So, we, and thus did we show Abraham the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. Now I want to move to the earth. I'm yet in the New Testament, so let me see what the word earth is. The word earth is ga in the European Greek language, 1093. This word is feminine. You know how we say Mother Earth? So we see Abraham is in contact with the sacred feminine, being shown the earth. And so watch this. So in the African Hebrew language and the European Greek language, heavens were termed as masculine, seen or described as masculine. And we see here that the earth in the European Greek language is feminine. Now, in Egypt, the heavens were feminine. But we know that each element had a masculine and a feminine reality. But let's stick with this train of thought. Various sisters and brothers, nations, peoples, and tribes, and whatnot, studied the same knowledge and give us a different perspective on the same knowledge. So if we look in wisdom, so if we look at the sky as being masculine and the earth as being feminine, and we look at water and rain as being that germ of life that in the human family would be called sperm, emanating from the sacred masculine into the sacred feminine to produce life, we have that same picture here. The sky or heavens termed as masculine. Storms and waters, the germ of life, go into Mother Earth, the sacred feminine earth. And out of the earth, we get vegetables and vegetation and life. And so the earth is gay. 1093 on the Greek side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. Arable land. Now let me see that word arable. I believe it has to do with being fit to grow things. Let me make sure. arable means land used or suitable for growing crops, tillable land, plow land. Remember in Genesis that mankind were given the job to till the garden, meaning to cultivate and grow things out of Mother Earth. So here we see the word gay for the earth in the European Greek language, feminine noun, arable land, the ground, the earth as a standing place, the main land as opposed to the sea or water. So we see the scientific study of the portion of the earth that is land and the portion of the earth that is water. 3/4 water and 1/4 land. Even the most honorable Elijah Muhammad in the 30s taught us this reality and taught us that the moon and the earth were at one time one. But then explosives disconnected the earth from the moon by various a particular great scientist 66 trillion years ago, and the water then poured out of the moon onto the earth. So this water now is such that water is 3/4 of the earth and the land is 1/4 of the earth. And you have European scientists agreeing with the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, finding explosive material from the particles of the moon and giving a similar account as to the origins of moon and earth. So we have been taught by the most honorable Elijah Muhammad through the honorable minister Louis Farrakhan. Google that. A scientist in Europe. This article, an article was written by a female, a woman in Canada, I believe, giving us this understanding of a particular scientist in Europe. But we are talking about the scientific study of everything, the scientific study of sun, moon, stars, planets, the scientific study of the universe, the scientific study of the earth, the scientific study of land and water, the scientific study of the earth as opposed to the heavens. More definitions here. The inhabited earth, the abode of men and animals. So you have portions of the earth that are not inhabited by people and animals. The next definition, a country, land enclosed within fixed boundaries, a tract of land, territory, and regions. So now we have the study of civilizations, the study of various nations with their fixed boundaries, ancient civilizations, modern day civilizations, study of various tracts of land, and you have various resources that are associated with various tracts of land. Look, the European scientists, the European creators of European civilizations, in the time of slavery, the European slave masters and European scientists, they began to study various regions in the United States of North America and various regions in Central and South America. And they began to see which portions of land, territory, regions, tracts of land were equivalent in climate to various regions in Africa. if I have my information correct, Angola in Africa is equivalent in climate or similar in climate to the region of the United States of North America that is in the Louisiana territories. So the scientists began to influence the slave traders and slave masters to take black people, African people, men and women from Angola in Africa into the region of Louisiana in the United States of North America and grow crops and do various things that were equivalent to that which was being done in Angola. So it was not that the sisters and brothers from Angola were ignorant and stupid, but they understood their climate and began to create the equivalent in the United States of North America only as slaves in the United States of North America, but to create a civilization that is equivalent to that which was found in Angola and grow crops the equivalent of that which was found in Angola. We're talking about the study of the earth, the study of resources, the study of minerals, the study of vegetation, the study of crops, understanding how to create a civilization, understanding the similar realities of various regions of the earth, understanding portions of the earth that are habitable. I believe I'm saying that correctly. And inhabitable, meaning that portions of the earth are not conducive to sustain life. So you don't build civilizations in regions of the earth that can't grow food because you will have no food to eat. So you go and study portions of the earth that are able to grow food and vegetation. That is where you get arable. The word arable means land that you can grow crops and food. Now, women are seen as earths, not just baby factories, but to understand the sacred feminine and that the sacred womb of the female is able to give life, not only physically, but spiritually, mentally, and morally. The power of the sacred feminine in the earth, in the universe, in the whole of this structure that we live under. So this is all that Abraham was given. Now let me see if I can find earth in the Old Testament. We're taking our time and going through this beautiful study. The word earth in the Old Testament, African Hebrew language, is Eretz, I believe. 776, Eretz, land, earth. The whole earth as opposed to a part. The earth as opposed to heaven, country, territory. So similar to what we found in the New Testament European Greek. It talks about space and distance of a country, measurements and distance, land, countries, the ends of the earth, the land of the living, level or plain country, ground, soil. To study the ground and the soil to see once again what we can grow to sustain life. And thus did we show Abraham the kingdom of the heavens and the earth, that he might be of those having certainty. Certainty about the future. Certainty about divine unity among the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed in that day and time when we rise up and overthrow the wicked ruling class and ruling families and incorporate all of this scientific study in the construct of the kingdom of God and queendom of Goddess in heaven here and now on this earth. So, verse 77. So, when the night overshadowed him, he saw a star. Let me see if I can find the word night in the Bible, whether Old or New Testament. Night. I may see if I can find overshadow as well. The night. The word night is 3915 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. Layel, it means night. Night as opposed to day. It can mean gloom, but it also means a protective shadow. So when the sun shines, the sun casts a shadow. But in the moonlight, you see shadows. This word night also has to do with midnight and seasons. So we're talking about the scientific study of seasons. Spring, summer, fall, and winter. The word night, midnight, the study of night as opposed to day. So when night, and this night is a masculine noun, and the root of the word night is lul, 3883, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, a staircase. A winding stair, a shaft, or enclosed space with steps or ladder. And I'm thinking of the pyramids, where you see winding shafts and winding staircases that are in tune with sun, moon, stars, and planets, where you see various shadows. But these shafts and staircases aligning with various aspects of stars and constellations, that you can see various things in the shadows and at night. This word night, let me see if I can find it in the New Testament. Let me see if I can find it in the New Testament and see what is said in the New Testament Greek language, European Greek language, that we may have a deeper understanding as to what Abraham was shown. Nux, 3571, Greek side. The time when work ceases, even the time of death, the time for deeds of sin and shame, the time of moral stupidity and darkness, time when the weary and also the drunken give themselves up to slumber. So symbolically, we can see that at night you cease to work and you go to sleep. But at night, your body ceases to function. So symbolically, we can see death associated with the night. Work, the works of the Almighty in the day when work can be worked, for when the night comes, no man can work. So you see that the physical structure, when it is at rest, you say night has befallen that physical structure. You say death. But also the death of works. And we can see that the nighttime can represent the death of wickedness, the death of wicked works. We can see that this is the day and time of the setting of the sun on a wicked civilization. We can see that this is the day and time of the death and cessation of a no good, rotten, wicked system, and the cessation and death of deeds of sin and deeds of shame and the time of the death and cessation of stupidity and the cessation of darkness in the sense of ignorance and in the sense of birthing, because the birth period is total, complete, triple darkness. But there's a time when that which is in the gestation mode and the time of birthing in the womb, that which is in the womb must be birthed and come into the light. But when that which is in the womb has passed its term and time, we need that which is in the womb to come forth. We do not want that which is in the womb to remain in the womb forever, but the womb serves as that place that life can grow and gestate and so on and be nurtured and then come into the light. But when that which is in the womb remains in the womb, it symbolizes remaining in darkness, remaining in ignorance, not having taken advantage of those products in the womb that would give birth to knowledge and wisdom and understanding. This theme we're going to come back to, because the Quran goes into that which is symbolized by something being given birth to, coming out of the womb, using that womb to the fullest, knowledge and wisdom and understanding, and then coming into birth, into light. But another person remaining in that darkness, in that womb. But all of this is being shown to Abraham. When the night overshadowed him, he saw a star. I want to see if I can find overshadow. Overshadow. Is there? Yes, there's a word, overshadow. Overshadow. In the New Testament, we see that there is a word, overshadow, found under the number 1982 on the Greek side, to throw a shadow upon, to envelope in a shadow, to overshadow, having to do with the study of vaporous clouds that cast a shadow. The word is transferred to a shining cloud surrounding and enveloping persons with brightness. So not just darkness, but you can be overshadowed with light, symbolizing the immediate presence and power of the Most High, an object in the sense of obscuring. So an object is overshadowed and you can't see the object anymore because it is totally enveloped by something else. All of this is so interesting, sisters and brothers. And we're back to the word shadow, that causes a shadow or shade that is caused by the interception of light, an image that is cast by an object and representing the form of that object, a sketch, an outline, an abrumbration. Let me see that word. Abrumbration is defined as the act of providing vague advance indications representing beforehand, to sketch an outline. So the Most High is sketching knowledge and wisdom for Abraham. The power of the Most High is overshadowing and enveloping Abraham. And Abraham, in this time of being overshadowed and absolutely being encompassed by the power of the Most High knowledge and wisdom and understanding, he saw a star. Let me hit that word star in the African Hebrew language, Old Testament. The word star is found under the number 3556 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, Kovav. It means a star, such as you see in the heavens. It means of Messiah, brothers, youth, numerous progeny, personification, and God's omniscience. Did you know all of that was associated with the word star? It further is described as to sparkle like a star, to roll up in a ball, being softened, metaphorically used as an illustrious prince. So we see that the star is associated with the Messiah. And not only Yahushua, and Yahushua is health, wealth, prosperity, liberty, liberation, deliverance, warning to the oppressor of the vengeance of the Most High on the oppressor. These are the principles that are represented by the stars. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us that the stars represent justice. And the Messiah represents justice, not just the flesh and blood man, Jesus, whose name in the African Hebrew language is Yahushua, but each and every one of you and me. We are the Messiah people. We are the stars. In the African Hebrew language, the word star is a masculine noun, but in the Masonic order, the ladies, oh man, I can't remember what they are referred to as, but the feminine Masonic order, the feminine Masonic order where the women are located in the Masonic order, their symbol is a five-pointed star, showing once again that the women are associated with justice and the scales of justice. The five-pointed star, the star of Sirius in Africa, given the African name Aset. So the woman, the black woman, all women associated with justice. And we see the Messiah, and we see the word brothers and youth. So men, we should be coming together and fighting for justice. Youth, men and women, boys and girls, youth. We should be seen teaching justice to the youth. Numerous progeny. This is talking about children. Does not the word progeny have to do with children? Let me see. Progeny is defined as the descendants of a person, even animals and plants and offspring, the progeny of mixed marriages, the definition is here. Offspring, posterity. So it even is defined as a body of followers, disciples, successors. So followers in groups and organizations, disciples of teachers. Any follower can be a progeny, the progeny of your mind, the progeny of your work, your actions, the fruit that is produced by your actions. All of these are progeny. They should be based on all of this, all of that which is symbolized by the star. The star is justice. The Messiah is justice. The personification of the Most High. The personification of the omniscience. The all-encompassing knowledge of the Most High. And you know that the word omniscience, 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 this word omniscience is defined as having infinite knowledge, knowledge knowing no beginning and no end. But look at the word omniscience and see that the word omniscience is a compilation of five syllables? Omniscience. That's four syllables. And if you take the two omni away and you see science, so this is knowledge, wisdom, overstanding that is based on the science of the universe, leading us to the science of the Most High Father and Mother, hidden and unseen, sacred masculine and sacred feminine reality. Let's take our next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.